Vine of David presents Taming the Tongue, written by Mark Kinzer, read by Timothy Pell. Copyright 2015, First Fruits of Zion. All rights reserved. Preface, Taming the Tongue. The Epistle of James says that anyone who considers himself or herself to be religious, yet does not tame his tongue, is self-deceived. James says that such a person's religion is worthless. On the other hand, James refers to the person who tames his or her tongue as a perfect person. That's a stark contrast. There's a big difference between being a self-deceived person engaging in worthless religious practice and being perfect or complete. If we take these words of the Bible seriously, we need to start taking our own words far more seriously than we normally do. I began my work on this book by collating and studying the main passages in the Tanakh, Old Testament, and New Testament that contain instruction in godly speech. This task proved more challenging than I had first supposed or hoped. I ended up with over 200 passages requiring scrutiny. As I meditated on them, I became more convinced than ever of the importance of righteous speech in the biblical view of the life of Yeshua followers. The biblical teaching on speech is thorough, unified, and eminently practical. A diligent application of this teaching will have a profound impact on our personal relationships and daily lives. Taming the tongue is one of the major concerns in Jewish teachings about ethical conduct, Musar. Jewish law strictly forbids gossip, slander, deprecating language, and all types of derogatory remarks. One of the most famous rabbis of the 19th century, the saintly Israel Meir Kagan, popularly known as Chofetz Chaim, published legal treatises on the laws of proper speech in the 19th century, bringing the subject of taming the tongue to the forefront of concern in the modern Musar movement. His teachings remain popular today and circulate widely even outside the world of traditional Jewish studies. This book, Taming the Tongue, adds to Judaism's ongoing conversation about the laws and principles of proper speech from a slightly different angle. This book contributes to the conversation from a messianic Jewish perspective, bringing to bear the powerful teachings of Yeshua and the apostles. I originally published the work over 30 years ago under the title Taming the Tongue, Why Christians Should Care About What They Say, through Servant Publications, as part of the Living as a Christian series of books. At that time in my spiritual journey, I was generally familiar with traditional Jewish teaching on the subject of proper speech, but as a Jewish Christian writing for Christian readership, I did not incorporate those sources. Sometime later, I became a part of the Messianic Jewish movement, and I began to reflect more seriously on traditional Jewish material on the subject. Those powerful teachings naturally fit and complements similar teachings in the New Testament. If I had the opportunity to completely rewrite this book from the beginning, I would certainly include insights gleaned from the Chofetz Chaim and other traditional Jewish sources which address the subject of proper speech. I would also redefine my intended audience in a way that assumed its identification with the Jewish people and not only with other Yeshua followers. I have not had that opportunity, and in the absence of the time needed for such a project, it seemed that a general revision would be better than nothing. The book had been out of print for 32 years, but I wanted any new addition to, at the very least, address the Messianic Jewish world, reflecting to some extent the language and culture of Messianic Judaism. The new edition, published through First Fruits of Zion, hopefully accomplishes at least that much. In the following pages, I quote liberally from an ancient Jewish book of wisdom, usually known as the Book of Sirach. It is also called Ecclesiasticus. While rabbinic tradition did not treat Sirach as canonical scripture, it regarded the book highly. Numerous citations from Sirach are found in rabbinic literature, and ancient fragments of the Hebrew text of the book were discovered in a Cairo synagogue at the beginning of the 20th century. This book forms part of what Protestants call the Apocrypha and Roman Catholics call the Deuterocanonical Works. Whereas Roman Catholics regard Sirach as part of Holy Scripture, Protestants generally view it as instructive and upbuilding, but not part of the inspired and authoritative biblical canon. No judgment on this question is implied in this present volume. Sirach offers much helpful wisdom on the topic of speech, wisdom that can be universally appreciated. He also contributes a good measure of entertainment, which I hope you will enjoy as much as I do. I pray that this book will be a blessing to the Messianic Jewish movement, and that the biblical principles discussed within it will inspire us and guide us, lest, in the final judgment, we discover that we have deceived ourselves with worthless religion. I pray that this book will encourage every disciple of Yeshua to pursue the perfect path of taming the tongue.